John takes careful steps down the hallway when he hears the sound of breaking glass. As he nears the door, he feels his throat tighten and his chest ache before the bedroom door flings open and Sherlock, ashen and wide-eyed and completely disheveled, storms past John, absolutely livid and snarling along the way, as he nearly knocks his companion off his feet as he shoulders by. That pompous, meddling, self-righteous Sherlock. Sniveling, sentimental Sherlock. Lying, imbecilic prick. John winces when he hears the coffee table crash to the floor as it is overturned by several swift kicks. He hears the wood splinter and break, and he slumps against the wall as he watches Sherlock desperately try to use it as kindling for the fireplace. Sherlock, stop, he protests. But he can't muster any kind of conviction behind the words. He drops his eyes when an orange flame begins to bathe the room in an unearthly glow. He closes them when he hears the sound of ripping and tearing, counting each half in his head as he sucks in a deep breath. John steels himself as he closes the distance between Sherlock and himself, very carefully sliding to the floor next to the other man. He silently watches as Sherlock flings the torn bits of a photo, one by one, feeding the tiny flame. Each piece curls and warps before catching fire and disappearing into ash. Blues of sky and water paired with white sand among the serene backdrop. Two boys, smiling, giggling, clinging to each other's shoulders and looking happy. He feels Sherlock draw in a breath beside him before, in quiet, hoarse words, the other man finally speaks. I had it all planned out, John, he says in a voice akin to gravel and glass and pain. So he would outlive me. That I would die first. A wretched sob breaks past his lips before he sucks it back and holds on tight. I was supposed to die first. So he would always be there and live forever. And what exactly can John say about that? Nothing. So he says nothing. And Sherlock continues to toss the remnants of a happy life with a rubbish big brother into the fire as he tries to figure out how to continue on without him.